You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Lines are full with fine people who want to play Rattle Off. Well, Laura, good morning and welcome to the Dom and Jeremy show.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, hello.
So glad you called.
Sounds surprised.
Yeah, I've never done this before.
But you know what? It's okay because we have, and so we'll guide you through just fine.
Take
you
know? Our hand.
You're amongst friends. What are you doing this weekend? Something fun?
Thank you. Babysitting.
Yuck.
Who are you babysitting
for? Yeah, who's baby?
I am a teacher at an early childhood center, and so it's a couple of the kiddos from school.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, so it should be pretty easy, pretty laid back.
Yeah, put a movie on.
Exactly.
That's right. Give them a little bag of animal crackers and call it a night.
Yep. Goldfish, probably.
Okay, even
Goldfish.
Better. Even better. Oh, my God.
That's so good. All right, you ready to play some Rattle Off with your boys?
I think so.
All right. So we'll give you a category, and Laura, you'll have 10 seconds to rattle off five examples, okay? Now, generally, when we give you a Hollywood actor, we will say, as a disclaimer, that you can only choose one movie per franchise for that actor. But this particular actor we're choosing, I don't think has done very many franchises. I think every movie they've done is pretty much been a standalone.
Yeah.
But they've made a bunch of them. But they've made a bunch. So in 10 seconds, please give us five movies with Robin Williams. Five movies with Robin. Wait a minute.
We got to start the timer. She's still going.
Laura, stop. Can she not hear us?
Laura, can you hear us?
Oh, yes. Sorry. I was.
No, you got to wait. We start a timer.
We have to start the timer. So you just started blurring
up. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's good.
Now you got a little bit of a head start. I almost feel like I should give her a new category.
I kind
of
do, too.
But I won't. When we say ready, go, then you start, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Ready and go.
Mrs. Doubtfire, Aladdin, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Okay, now time is up. You got to stop.
No, even with that, even
Society, Jumanji.
No, we're done.
I feel like she can't hear us.
Yeah, I don't. Everything's on. We should be.
That's one of the funniest examples of rattle off we've ever had. We're sitting here screaming,
please.
And Laura's just like going on about her business. It's fantastic.
That's cute.
Sorry.
No, you don't apologize. You made us laugh, and that's what we love.
Okay.
However, the timer did run out before you got five. So,
okay.
All right.
Mm.
Now but go listen. Have fun with those kiddos.
And thank you so much for listening, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye. I feel like it was a very...
It was weird, huh?
It was a disjointed conversation.
She was in the zone, though. I think she was nervous.
Totally in the zone.
And then just boom, in the zone, Robin Williams.
I respect that. But the funniest part is we're going... Wait,
hold on.
Stop.
Please.
That's fantastic.
Right.
John, was that as fun for you as it was for us?
I got a kick out of it. But I'm going to try to be a little more patient and let you guys finish
talking.
Yeah,
that's good.
Before I start jumping the gun.
Yeah, take
Don't
a breath, buddy. Take a breath.
Not a
hey,
problem.
Like,
I hope I
like,
do good.
Jeremy's, I nailed it. He said she was in the zone. She was focused.
Yeah,
and I have
ready.
Mad respect for that.
She had
that.
Some nerves, man.
Yeah.
Johnny boy, what are you doing this weekend?
Not much. I'm going to do a little working and shopping and football on Sunday, of course.
Shopping?
What are you shopping for?
I just do my weekend shopping for my, you know, lunches and dinners for the week.
You're getting your groceries.
All right. That's it. Got to do it.
What's on the list for Monday night? What do you have on Monday night for dinner?
Monday night, so far, I have not made a plan for that yet.
What do you think, Dom? Meatloaf? Meatloaf sounds good.
Meatloaf sounds pretty good.
Now, we've been in a kick lately of different varieties of chicken and rice.
Oh, I just seen a new chicken dish, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that. What are the odds? He needs a new chicken dish.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got one. It looks pretty good too. It's you take the drumsticks, you peel down the, peel all the meat down to the end of the ball, then you roll it in flour.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You soak it in seasonings, roll it in flour, roll it in breadcrumbs or eggs, roll it in breadcrumbs, and then deep fry them.
Okay.
And it's
I'd eat that.
Yeah. So what kind of rice are you going to put with that?
I'll probably do some steamed rice.
No, that's a
going to go wild rice.
No, I got
I could do that or some Spanish fried rice. Actually,
much better.
That's a better choice. Yeah,
much
yeah.
Tomatoes,
better.
Onions, and you know.
Yeah, yes, kick it up. Yes.
Now
it up.
We're talking.
My mom's recipe.
Yeah, no more of this steamed rice.
That's
stuff.
A good meal, there, John.
It's supposed to be better for you, but you know.
That's not what we're talking about right now. We're talking about
flavor.
A culinary delight.
Flavor. It's all about flavor,
right,
buddy.
Right. It's all about taste.
The only weird part is when you're having to pull that meat off the drumstick and let it just hang there. That sounds kind of weird.
Well, gross. You kind of roll it down into a ball on the bottom is what I've seen. I haven't done it yet, so I'm kind of curious.
Huh. I don't like touching raw chicken, so that's all you.
Put on my gloves. I got rubber gloves.
That's all you, buddy.
Oh, that's there you go. Funny. I was telling Jeremy yesterday something about how Gretchen got this new recipe for biscuits.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And they were, and it's not hyperbole here, the best biscuits I've ever had in my life. She posted the recipe of how she did it on her mushroom page, of all things.
Right.
Oh, she posted it last night before she went to bed. She got up this morning, 30,000 views overnight.
Wow. Whoa, crazy.
For that biscuit recipe. Yes. Oh, John. You
and that's just one
over.
Night. Imagine after a week.
Oh, yeah. Man. She'll pop a couple 100,000 views on this thing. People like their biscuits. Go.
People love biscuits, apparently.
Mm.
Not bad with gravy. Sausage gravy. Biscuits and gravy.
I put my rubber gloves on for that, John.
Oh, no.
Let's play rattle. Are you ready to play rattle off, sir?
I hope I am. I don't want to shut down. I don't want to jump the gun. I don't know. I just want to get it right.
Take a breath.
You'll be fine.
You got to relax.
That's it.
Just take a deep breath.
Calm down.
I'm calm.
All right. Think of all that football you're
going to
be
watching. Remember, I'm going to say ready and go. Wait for that, okay?
Okay. Ready and go.
And then when it's time, I'm going to want you to rattle off five cities or towns in the great state of Arizona. Cities or towns in Arizona. Uh-oh. You can do it, John.
I don't know anything about Arizona.
Ready and go.
I'm drawing blanks. Phoenix.
One.
Tulsa.
Oklahoma. Oh, my God. I got relatives out there, too.
That's embarrassing.
I only got one relative in Phoenix, so.
John.
It was fun to try. It was fun to talk to you guys. I had to take a break from welding, so.
Well, likewise, buddy.
All right. You guys have a wonderful weekend, and thanks for the opportunity, and I'll keep trying again.
Okay, John. Thank you,
John.
Sir. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you guys have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thanks for noticing.
What a good guy.
The pleasure was all ours.
I want to have a beer with that guy. Just let him go.
He's a welder, too. I hope he goes to have his beer, Julie, with his welding helmet on,
yes.
Don't you?
He's all
I want
clink,
him at the bar
clink.
With a helmet.
I hope so.
No kidding. Julie, you're so patient waiting through all of this. What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
I'm just going to watch my son play some hockey.
Oh, that's nice.
How much does that cost you?
A lot.
Yeah, hockey's
how much?
Expensive. What does it cost each year for your son to play hockey?
Well, he plays junior hockey, so he's out of state. So it's about $10,000.
Woo-wee.
$10,000 to play hockey.
Does he still have all of his teeth?
He does still have all of his teeth.
That's good.
No Our better. Producer, Josh, lost some of his playing hockey.
He did. Got a puck to the face.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yeah, luckily he wears a whole face shield. So.
That's good. You don't want dental bills on top of that $10,000.
Right.
No, I do not.
That's like salt in the wound right there, man. Well, good luck. I hope they win their hockey games this weekend, all right?
Thank you.
Yeah. We're desperate for a winner here. Can you help us out?
I will do my best.
All right, 10 seconds. We're giving you a food category. In 10 seconds, Julie, we need five foods that are crunchy. Five foods that we would consider crunchy. Ready and go.
carrots, Cheetos, cucumbers, tacos, and cookies.
I think I've got to accept that. There are some very crunchy cookies.
Absolutely.
And you know what? I'm going to say that you, Julie, are what we call a winner!
Yay! Thank you!
Yay for
Good
Julie!
Job. You did all the hard work.
Mm-hmm.
Well done.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what, we've got some movie tickets for you. You can go see Bond, James Bond.
Perfect.
Yeah. Stand by. Josh is going to come back. Toothless Josh is going to have a few words with you about your prize, okay?
Great. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Julie. Very sweet of you. God, we have the greatest listeners on the planet.
All right.
Thank you for making our job so easy today. We will play Rattle Off again.